You know what you call a little room? Boy, that's a pretty light fixture. I just now noticed that.
Thank you.
God, that's pretty. A little room off the kitchen where you might store extra canned goods and dishes.
A pantry.
What would you call a lot of old worthless things that you're about to throw away?
Junk.
Right? What would you call a room that's used just to store odds and ends?
Well, storage room or garage. Well, some people store them in the garage or something.
Now, if you were talking about housework, in order to get a house ready for guests, you'd say you have to
clean the house.
What would you call a thing that people used to sweep with?
Broom.
And if the broom is in the corner and the door is open, you say the broom is where compared to the door?
Wait a minute,
wait, that's complicated. Okay, if the broom was in the corner and the door was open, you'd say the broom is where compared to the door? If the door was like that.
Now, wait a minute.
Okay, the broom's here.
Right.
This is the wall.
Well, it's in the corner still.
Right. And then in relation to the door, though, the broom is...
I don't understand. I'm really dense sometimes.
I know, I'm not making it very clear. Okay, I'll just get you to say it for me. Behind the door.
What?
Okay.
Yes, right. Behind the door.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Well, the questions are so simple and,
yeah.
You know, you just don't think. Okay, if you were talking about to get clothes clean, you'd say you have to do the...
wash them, laundry.
Okay. And then to get them, to get the wrinkles out, you'd have to do the
ironing.
And if you were talking about a two-story house, to get from the first floor to the second floor, you'd say you have to go up the
stairs.
Okay, and then to get from the yard up to the porch, you have to go up the
stairs.
Okay, you call them stairs on the outside too, like out front of your house, you'd say you have to go up the. Okay, if the door was open and you didn't want it to be, you'd tell somebody to...
close the door.
Okay. I didn't notice that this house... You know, sometimes houses, the frame houses, have overlapping boards on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like on the sides of the house. And it has different names for it, and... Let's see, have you ever heard of it called, have you ever heard of siding?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Siding.
Okay. And you think, and for, am I talking about the right thing for a...
Well, it, like next door, there's siding on that house.
Uh-huh. What about, what do you call the, on your house, what do you call what this house is? Do you know?
I don't know, really. It's not siding, it's just what it was originally made of, just wood, plain old frame house.
What do you call the part that covers the top of the house?
Roof.
Now, what do you call the little things along the edge of the roof that carry the water off?
Drain thing, pipe, or whatever.
Let's see if you've ever heard these gutters.
Yeah. Gutters. I knew what it was, but I just came back to the word. I always say that, gutters.
Yeah. What would you call a little building that's used for storing wood? Okay, how about a little building for storing tools?
My garage, I guess. A little storage shed or...
Okay.
Shed.
Shed of some kind?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. What would you call outdoor toilets?
I don't know. What do you call them? I don't know.
You just...
Just a toilet.
You just call it a toilet.
Outdoor toilet.
Okay, sure.
I don't know if there's a name for it or not.
Probably you call it outdoor toilet.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
I don't know any other way to express it. You
well,
know, to ask you that. Okay, if we were talking about noises, and I'd say, did you
hear?
And then you'd say, yes, I
heard.
And you'd say, in the past, many times I have
heard.
Okay. If I asked if you know a person, you might say,